Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indeed, your timing is exquisite. You are just in time for hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063, or feel free to use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, that number, 71307. I'll catch up there momentarily. And my email address, bob@1063.com. Bobby, please pardon my language, but who the hell does McConnell think he is? Chamberlain negotiating with Adolf? Republicans have become Chamberlains. Gotcha. Bobby, Trump's plan was ingeniously conceived and brilliantly executed. He is playing 3D chess, and the D's are playing checkers. Great show as usual. Thanks. Your Buckeyes fan. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm not saying either way, but if Trump is God's choice, Scripture says, do not touch my chosen man. Bobby, President Trump has accomplished more in his lifetime than the entire Democrat Party will ever do. Now, Bobby, about your Amazon Prime Day not selling well list, I bet R. Kelly wishes he really could fly to anywhere. Bobby, did you hear that Procter & Gamble is going to help make up the wage difference from the women's national soccer team, which led me to wonder if they're going to make up the $3.4 billion revenue shortfall. Bobby, if Sanford does run, he will hide in the hills when things get tough. Bobby, here's my strategy for the impeachment of Donald Trump. I pardon Trump and appoint him vice president. Then Mike Pence resigns, Trump becomes president, and appoints Pence as his vice president, Democrats and liberals' heads explode. Hey, Bobby, we know they cannot impeach President Trump, but I saw a T-shirt on Facebook. It said, if Trump is impeached, Pence becomes president. Oh, and this, that's the first part. I came in one line late on that, and then the sequence of events followed. Catches me up. Yeah, this business with Sanford. Jeez. You know, there are a number of high-profile individuals about whom it can be said that they are living in their own little world, that they're somewhat delusional. Pelosi would be one. AOC would be one. Certainly Joe Biden, if he was smart enough to recognize that he's delusional, would be one. And Mark Sanford, sadly, would be another. There's a picture of Mark here on the story on the Post and Courier website out of Charleston. Mark apparently has been pounding the brewskis because he's put on a little weight here. Is that body shaming, Money Penny? It is? Too bad. Here's the headline. Mark Sanford, South Carolina Republican, and I use that word loosely, former U.S. representative, considers presidential run against Trump. How come they didn't mention he's a former governor of South Carolina? Almost a year after President Trump urged voters to reject Mark Sanford, the former South Carolina congressman is considering a Republican presidential run of his own against Trump in 2020. Well, why not? Have you seen the one guy who is in the Republican field? what's the guy's name? William Weld. He's a former governor of Massachusetts. The guy looks like a rummy. I mean, you know, he's got the red nose. Looks like he's got a pint of cheap bourbon in his back pocket. You know, he does not look like a real distinguished guy. He looks like a sot, is what he looks like. You know, busted veins and the whole nine yards. So, you know, the field's wide open, Mark. Come on in. The water's fine. Sanford, in an exclusive interview Tuesday with the Post and Courier. Oh, exclusive. Exclusive. Who else cares about talking to Mark Sanford? It's not like, you know, he's the political interview du jour that everybody wants. Well, in any event, in his exclusive interview with the Post and Courier, Sanford confirmed he will take the next month to formulate whether he'll mount a potential run against Trump as a way of pushing a national debate about America's mounting debt, deficit, and government spending. He would run as a Republican. Well, he's certainly decisive. It's only going to take him a month to decide whether to run. Don't make any snap decisions here, Governor. Sanford said, sometimes in life you've got to say what you've got to say, whether there's an audience or not for that message. I feel convicted. No, actually, he avoided conviction. If he does get in the race, Sanford faces mammoth odds of getting any traction within the Republican Party. Boy, you can't fool the reporters at the Post and Courier. Hours after news broke of Sanford's possible presidential bid, he faced blunt condemnation from his own South Carolina Republican Party. South Carolina GOP Chairman Drew McKissick, who was a regular guest with me on the show, said the last time Mark Sanford had an idea this dumb, it killed his governorship. This makes about as much sense as that trip up the Appalachian Trail did. South Carolina Democrat Party, also weighing in on the news, welcomed a possible Sanford run while also taking a jab at Trump. Always nice to see a candidate with fewer extramarital affairs than the president, South Carolina Democrat Party tweeted. They're unembarrassed. You can't shame these individuals. Have they forgotten all about Slick Willie, the guy who retired the trophy for harassing women? With a bimbo eruptions? State GOPs, both in South Carolina and elsewhere, would have to agree to hold primaries or caucuses pitting their current White House occupant against an upstart. So far, only Massachusetts Governor William Weld has formally announced a challenge versus Trump, and he may not have been sober at the time when he did, from the looks of the guy. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato, he's another hardcore lefty, widely considered the dean of Southern political pundits. Right. Yeah, by leftists in the media, they considering that, said Sanford's potential long shot endeavor could still make an impact. Wasn't Larry the guy that said Trump had no chance? I think so. Sabato said Sanford would come to the challenge with relatively high name identification, both in South Carolina and nationwide. Yeah, but what's his name identification for? Yeah, correct. His hiking boots. His Argentine TV journalist girlfriend. Yeah, it's some image to have, all right. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, there's some good news in here today. You remember we were telling you last week about this statewide adoption program for dogs and cats? Boy, did it work big time. Share some numbers with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. And the latest on the House moving to condemn those horrible racist comments, which contain nothing racial, by President Trump. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 422 here on the Bobby Mack Show. This Tuesday, the 16th of July. Oh, and before it escapes my attention, today is also a very special day. I want to make sure I mention this because Miss Moneypenny will relate to today.
Happy World Snake Day, also known as Get That Slimy, Hissy, Slithering Thing Away From Me Day. My wife saw a snake in the backyard, and now we have to move day. Or World Ophidiophobia Day. That's the abnormal fear of snakes. Seriously, they creep me the hell out.
I saw a really nice black snake playing golf yesterday over at Verde. He was right beside the cart path, about a four-footer, but he had expired. Too bad. Black snakes are good. You still have reptilian friends in your abode, Miss Moneypenny?
We have two.
You do?
Yes. We have a red-tailed boa that's 8.5 feet long, and a rainbow boa that is only about 4.5 feet long.
Well, you are welcome to them.
Hey, they are locked behind glass.
Which is a good place for them. Happy World Snake Day today. Let's see, in on the text line this afternoon, 7130 said, Bobby, today's the birthday of the atomic bomb. Yeah, that's right, forgot about that. Out there in the desert in the western U.S. Bobby, generally agree with you regarding Sanford, however. We need someone, anyone, to address our debt. It's by far the biggest threat to our country, from George and Greer. Yeah, but we're so far underwater. And I hate to say it, but I just about get. I mean, look, we're 20-some going on $22, $23 trillion, and that's above the line. You know, the stuff below the line, you don't even want to know about. Bobby, Sanford is the epitome of a South Carolina Republican, a total fraud. Bob, the only ones calling the squad women of color are Pelosi and the media. Bobby, here's a totally random question for today. What in the world is Nikki Haley doing these days? She is, as they say, expanding her footprint. She's got a website, and she's going around doing some speaking engagements, and in a overarching sense, is generally marking her calendar for 2024. Okay, if you catch my drift, and I'm sure you do. Bobby, Sanford says he's going to need a month to ponder this. Will he need to hike the Appalachian Trail to do so? Hey, Bobby, did you hear Prime Trucking Incorporated is suing Amazon Prime for copyright infringement? Hope they win big. Bobby, watching Pelosi's speech, she never talks about illegal immigrants, only immigrants. That's right. And never illegal aliens, of course. They're immigrants. And when did she get religion, taking quotes out of the Bible about loving thy neighbors? Something else pop in here? Yeah. Bobby, who do these morons think put us in debt? Gotcha. To the texter, don't forget it's the actual fearsome foursome themselves that are calling themselves women of color. Talk about self-promotion. Gotcha. Bobby, happy World Snake Day. Sorry, couldn't resist. I'll show myself out now. Bob, you saw a black snake playing golf the other day? It's amazing. How did he hold the club? Just wrapped his right around the grip. Had to swing it kind of horizontally because he... You know what I mean. this pet adoption deal that we talked about at the end of last week. Little Annie was talking about it in the newscast on Friday. Get this. Pick me. South Carolina set a statewide pet adoption record by finding homes for 1,556 animals between July 12th and 14th across South Carolina. That is really, really good. We are overwhelmed by the joy we saw in shelters and Petcos across the state. Petco was part of this as well. Said No-Kill South Carolina director Abigail Appleton Camleader. Hope I pronounced her last name right. Animal lovers came out by the thousands across our state to adopt homeless animals in their own communities. It shows how much people in our state truly care. Oh, I thought this was the first year. Actually, this is the second year for Pick Me SC. And continues to grow because the adoption numbers were up by 31%. The statewide adoption event sponsored by the Petco Foundation in partnership with Bob's, B-O-B-S, from Skechers, and organized by No-Kill South Carolina, NKSC. The goal was to save 1,500 lives through adoptions in just one weekend. Most shelters and adoption centers offered no-fee or low-fee adoptions as part of the life-saving event. Adoption numbers at the shelters, pretty amazing. Statistics show adoption rates were up across the state compared to the same weekend in July of last year. And summer, as you may be aware, is typically the most challenging time of year for animal shelters. You know, people going on vacation and schedules just get knocked into a cocked hat. Greenville County Animal Care was up 428%. Columbia Animal Services up 417%. SPCA Center in Aiken up 220%. Dorchester Paws up 219%. Charleston Animal Society up 81%. Anderson County Paws up 43%. Petco stores hosted shelters and rescues to reach even more potential adopters. It was a bigger event than what we anticipated, said Robert Tuttle, the Petco district leader. It was awe-inspiring to see this kind of community response. It was so much love that was out there. South Carolina should truly be proud. You bet. Many people who adopted at Pick Me SC shared that they had never visited their local shelter before the Pick Me SC weekend. So glad that was such a huge success, and I'm glad that we could help in publicizing it through the event, both before it happened and during the event itself. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean! That would be yours truly, 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, not to worry, meth gators are harmless as they have no teeth. That could be. That could be. It's a side effect. Bobby, FYI, THC is toxic to dogs. CBD cannot be used by dogs taking Rimadyl carprofen. Always check with a veterinarian before using over-the-counter stuff on pets. That's good advice. So, Bobby, am I correct in thinking I should not be getting my CBD oil from a guy named Cheech who lives in a van behind Cherrydale? Thank you for that information. Yeah, that's probably, I want to stay away from Cheech. Now, Bobby, I'm going to declare my pup Roscoe and my four cats as dependents in the upcoming census. After all, I supply all their shelter, food, and medical care. If illegals can get the same benefits as citizens, then my pets should be counted as my family. Jim and Easley, our pets are our family. Bobby, my son took me to a golf course in Florida. First thing I see is a gator on the tee box. I stayed at the 19th hole from Gerald and Cowpens. Yeah, see him all the time down in the low country when we go down there and I make my semi-annual attempts to lose as many golf balls as possible. You know, and typically, you know, I give him a wide berth. Because people don't realize, you know, gators can move pretty quickly when they want to. Over 40 yards in a straight line, gators as fast as a thoroughbred racehorse. But then, you know, it's the old joke. You don't have to outrun the gator. Just have to outrun the other people in your foursome. You'll be okay. Bobby, my mother-in-law recently had to put her 16-year-old Shih Tzu to sleep and is looking for another. Any suggestions? We looked at Greenville shelters, but all we found were large breed dogs. I would bet there's probably a Shih Tzu rescue group somewhere around. You know, it's a popular breed. Just Google, you know, rescues for Shih Tzus. Bobby, speaking of Nikki Haley, since she can't finish the job she starts, I wouldn't want to get her as POTUS. Bobby, how about referring to those four women of color as the four horsewomen of the apocalypse? Yeah, that would work. Bobby, asps. I hate asps. It's National Snake Day. Snake Day? Did you say Snake Day, Bobby? What, Lindsay's birthday today?
Wrong.
To the phones we go because Brother Fred joins me this afternoon, and I bet, as usual, he's excited. You excited, Brother Fred?
Praise God, I certainly am.
Amen, brother.
I appreciate you because we have the drive on to get the monies to have these children go to the camp.
Right.
And I'll tell you what you told everybody, and I've been out, and the money is flowing in.
Excellent.
And these little kids are going to be happy.
Yeah, this is the summer camp. That's it's Foothills Baptist is the church. Is that right, Brother Fred?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, well, we have some that do not go to church,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go and introduce them to Jesus.
Excellent.
But I'm excited, and also, nobody has called about the Stradivarius, but my wife said, please tell Bobby that I want to sell my stereo with about 300 CDs and everything.
Wow.
In excellent condition.
Okay.
And these are in the late 50s.
Oh, they're it's music from the late 50s?
Yes. Oh, man. I'll tell you.
I'm going to guess, there's some Tony Bennett in there and some Frank Sinatra.
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't follow music, you know.
Right.
But anyway, we'll have a good price, and it goes for the kids.
Yeah, it's certainly a good cause. How anybody that's interested in buying that, Brother Fred, how do they get in touch with you?
You can call 834-4349, and I've got an answering service, so...
Yeah.
I can deliver it because I got a new 2000 pickup truck.
Wow. brand new 2000 pickup truck.
It only has almost 300,000 miles, and here I am, the 29th. I'll be 90, and you know what? I'm just a pup. I only got 500,000 on me.
And, yeah, but you've had your oil change regularly, Brother Fred, so, you know, not to worry. Those are easy miles.
Well, praise God. I'm glad you got faith in me, and don't forget, I'm saying prayers for you and your family and the employees, and don't forget me in the middle of October. I'm running for my 6th first place medal in the 50 meter dash at Wofford College.
Excellent. Well, Godspeed, Brother Fred. And I do have every confidence, and I hope that you guys will be able to raise the necessary financial backing to make sure that as many kids as possible can get to this summer camp, because that's a lot of fun for the kids, but it also serves a great purpose in introducing them to Jesus.
Amen. And I'm just a big kick, so I'm going to get excited.
good for you, Brother Fred. Always good to hear from you, Brother Fred. You take care, and God bless. Quarter before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll take a break here, and meantime, it's a free-for-all on the floor of the House today. Pelosi speaking ahead of the vote to condemn that racist president, the bad orange man, Donald Trump. Well, sadly, we'll hear from Pelosi when we come right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Little Steely Dan in the background, 10 before 5 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Bob, did I hear you say it was Mark Sanford, or is it Pat Paulson who is running for president, or does it matter? Yeah, I remember Pat Paulson, the old comedian from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, who had a number of various unsuccessful presidential campaigns back in the late 60s. Bobby, just wanted to share with you, I live near where I thought Brother Fred lived. After he said last week he was trying to help the kids to go to camp, I went by to see him, and yes, he is a great Christian guy. I would agree with that. Bob, Brother Fred has his 90th birthday next weekend. Is there a way you can get a birthday greeting from all your listeners? Yeah, anybody wants to call next week and wish Brother Fred happy birthday. Bob, please tell the lady who is looking for a small dog to go to, what is this website? Petfinder.com. One word, petfinder.com. Meantime, Nancy Pelosi taking advantage of the situation with her sisters, as she now calls the Odd Squad. Here is Pelosi announcing the House would be holding a vote this evening on a resolution condemning President Trump's comments about the women of color. Here is some of what the person who, believe it or not, is third in line to the presidency had to say.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets. Mm. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people.
What values are you referring to, Nancy? Like infanticide, open borders, reparations? Are those the kind of values that you had in mind there, Nancy?
Yet the president's comments about our colleagues this weekend show that he does not share those American values. These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting.
Ooh.
And the comments are racist.
Ooh.
How shameful to hear him continue to defend those offensive words, words that we have all heard him repeat, not only about our members, but about countless others.
How about the vulgarity of those women of color, referring to the President of the United States on multiple occasions as an MF-er? Any condemnation there, Nancy? No, I guess not.
The House, hopefully, has come together, standing as one, to denounce the White House's xenophobic attacks on our members, on our people,
xenophobic,
and to defend the values of America.
That's bad, xenophobic. That's really bad.
It was interesting to me, and I spoke out about this, that on Sunday, in Catholic masses, and I don't know beyond that, that the gospel of the day was the gospel of the Good Samaritan. A person asked Jesus, what do I have to do to enter the kingdom of heaven? And Christ replied, love thy neighbor as thyself. Show mercy.
Well, Nancy, one thing I would suggest for you, hon, if you want to find your way into the kingdom of heaven, is stop promoting killing babies. How is this woman allowed to take communion in the Catholic Church when her party promotes infanticide? Is that a fair question to ask? I think it is. Bobby, well, I guess it's better if Mark Sanford is running for president instead of Stephen Ravenel. Bobby, which of the following will never be president? Oh, okay, it's a quiz. I love a quiz. Roger Rabbit, Mr. Potato Head, Bozo the Clown, Mark Sanford. Here's a hint. It was a trick question. The answer is all of the above. Gotcha. So, escalating tensions today on the floor on Capitol Hill. Contentious floor fight in the House as Pelosi spoke in favor of her proposed resolution condemning so-called racist comments by President Trump. What did the president say that was racist? Did he say all these women of color? No. In fact, he didn't reference their sex, their gender. He was criticizing their politics. When Pelosi's remarks turned personal, Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins rose to challenge her and demanded that her words be taken down. The extraordinary rebuke, the first of its kind involving a member of Congress and a Speaker of the House in decades, theoretically could result in Pelosi being barred from speaking on the floor for the remainder of the day. In fact, we have, I believe, Representative Collins. Here is what he had to say.
I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with the parliamentarian before I read them.
And take it. And I ask the words be taken down. I make a point of order. The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and risk ready to be taken down.
The chair will remind all members, please, please do not make comments toward personality-based comments. The gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
I made a point of order that the gentlewoman's unparliamentary and request they be taken down.
Is the gentleman making a demand that the words be taken down?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I request that the gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and request that they be taken down.
All members will suspend. The clerk will now report the words.
So that was Representative Emmanuel Cleaver, who's a Democrat from Missouri. He had to have somebody whisper in his ear what to do next. this is getting rich. No question about it. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.